These are your RTL Today headlines at 6:30. I'm John Baker. Public sector unions are again demanding a formal support structure for victims of workplace bullying, a request they say has been ignored for too long while accusing the government of inaction. The president of the Chamber of Skilled Trades and Crafts, Tom Oberweis, has issued a renewed call for economic reforms, citing stagnation, a critical housing shortage, and outdated labour laws as urgent threats to Luxembourg's prosperity. A new report confirms the significant financial incentive for working in Luxembourg, revealing that cross-border workers from France's Grand Est region can earn an average of 65% more than their counterparts employed locally. In international news, gunmen have kidnapped 10 women and children in Nigeria's Kwara State, police have announced, as the country reels from a surge of mass abductions targeting schools and villages. And finally, Russia and Ukraine have both suffered civilian casualties as both sides launched overnight strikes, even while negotiators raced to rework a US-driven peace plan before a looming deadline. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. It's been overcast all day and cloud cover will remain through the night, with potential rain showers and perhaps even some sleet and snow in some northern areas. Current temperature is 4 degrees, although with the wind chill, it feels a fair bit chillier.